Yesterday we started looking at Psalm 34, and I really want to look at Psalm 34 and Psalm 32 because there's one point there that I really want to highlight and make us think about today. It's easy to go through our day feeling like we are walking by ourselves. And sometimes it feels in life, let's be honest, sometimes in life it does feel like, God, where are you? I don't see your hand in this. I can't feel your presence. It feels like I'm abandoned and alone. You're never alone. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus is always with you because he's always within you. As a believer in Jesus Christ, as one who has accepted the work of Jesus Christ, you have Jesus dwelling within you because his Spirit dwells within you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He is with you at all times. But it can feel like we're alone. And as we go through hard times and as we go through trials, it can feel as though we are alone and walking by ourselves. And as you go through things that sometimes, as we go through life, the circumstances that we experience feel contrary to the Word. It feels like the circumstances are actually opposed to the Word of God. And it can make us in our natural minds say, why isn't the Word working? Why aren't the promises of God coming to pass? God, where are you? We've all been there, right? I mean, maybe you're feeling that right now, today. Circumstances can make us feel that way. But as believers, we continue to hold steadfast to the Word. The enemy will bring circumstances into your life because he knows that for many of us, if he can make it appear that the promises are not working, if he can make you feel as though you are alone and isolated, if he can make you feel as though there's no point in believing, he knows we'll give up. The end of the matter is better than the beginning. That's what we learn from Ecclesiastes chapter 7. The end of the matter is better than the beginning. See, we go through trials, we go through difficulties, we go through struggles. That's just the way in this fallen world. That's going to happen. And there is an enemy of your soul who hates you and wants to see you destroyed. He doesn't want you to see who you are. He doesn't want you to realize the God's faithfulness. He doesn't want you to see yourself as victorious in Jesus Christ. He wants you to throw in the towel and to quit. He wants you to become disheartened and say it's not working and just give up. And so in this fallen world, there are times that it appears that the Word's not working. And if you give up, if you say, this isn't working, I've got to try something else, you've let go of the promises. And that's when all of a sudden your problems are going to spiral totally out of control. The end of the matter is better than the beginning. So if we see the matter through to the conclusion, if we hold steadfast to Jesus Christ and his Word and his promises, despite what we see, despite what we feel, despite what the circumstances say, if we hold fast to the Word of God, even in those dark hours when it appears that the Word is not working, if we will hold steadfast to the Word, if we will not give up, if we will not yield, if we'll see it through to the end of the matter is always going to be victory if we see it through to the end with our focus and our faith on Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what the circumstances look like. You continue to believe because as believers, we are overcomers. And the only way that I don't overcome is if I yield, I relent, I give up in frustration or disappointment. I give up and say it doesn't work. If you're going through a matter in your life, if you're going through a trial or a situation, and sometimes we go through trials that can be long. Sometimes trials come and go fast. Sometimes it takes a while to get through the matter, the trial, the situation that you're going through. All the blessings, the end of the matter is better than the beginning. All the blessings, all of the victories, that's all at the end of the matter. You have to get to the end. It's like the wilderness experienced by the Israelites. They were 40 years wandering around in the wilderness. They had the promise in front of them. They just had to go to it, and they had to go possess it. They had to keep going forward. You know, there's a verse in the Old Testament that talks about them circling Mount Seir. It's as though they got stuck in this pattern, going around and around and around in a circle around this mountain, instead of going forward and going and possessing the victories and the promises that were theirs. And the more that they're going around in circles, and the more they're seeing just the same things over and over. If you're going in a circle, if you're circling a mountain, and you circle that mountain multiple times, you're going to start to become very familiar with all the highlights of that mountain base. You're going to recognize the valleys, the crags, the caves, the places of undergrowth. I mean, you're going to recognize all the different features of the landscape because you're circling and seeing the same thing over and over and over again. And so the Bible says that they were circling Mount Seir. They're going in circles. They're not going forward towards the promised land. And if you're going in circles, everything looks the same. Nothing looks to ever change. And that can become disheartening. That's when you say, well, nothing's ever changing. Well, no, it's not, because you're going in circles. The scenery's not changing. It looks the same. Get out of that circular pattern and start going towards the promises. Start moving towards the promises. Now, they weren't going around Mount Seir for 40 years. They were in the wilderness for 40 years. From the time that they received the Ten Commandments, the journey was roughly 11 days. That's how far they had to go. It was only an 11-day journey from there to the Promised Land, and yet it took them years upon years upon years upon years because they didn't advance. So when we go through the trials of life or the circumstances of life, it can become frustrating. It can feel like, well, why is there no answers? God, why is the word not working? Life does bring trials, and it does slow us down. We have to keep marching, keep moving forward, keep our eyes on the goal, which for the Israelites was the Promised Land. For you and I, it's all the promises that are in the Word of God. We keep moving forward. We keep going towards that goal. Now again, the enemy wants to get us off track. He wants you to get circling to Mount Seir. He wants you to give up hope and feel like nothing ever changes. Everything looks the same. Because he knows that if we get to the place of frustration, we will give up. And if we give up, it's the only way that he wins. If you don't give up, but you continue to believe, in spite of how things appear, you continue to believe in the Word of God, you'll get through that wilderness time, and you will possess those promises. The only way that I lose those things is if I give up, if I stop believing, if I lose hope. It's the only way I stop losing those things. Now, trust me, I know going through trials can challenge your hope. But that's why we have to keep moving forward. And so I began by saying that sometimes in life we feel as though we're alone. And it feels like, God, where are you? I don't feel your presence, and it seems like your word's not working. We looked yesterday at Psalm 34, verse number 1, and that verse started off with David, and David's at a difficult time. He's at a difficult trial. He is on the run. The promises that were given to him do not appear to be manifesting. In fact, everything in his life would appear to be contrary, and it's only getting more difficult. And it's at this time when he's pretending madness before King Abimelech, it's at this time of desperation, and this time of what would in the natural appear hopeless, that David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So this is the standard that David had set for himself. In spite of the circumstances, or how things feel, or how things appear, what it looks like, in spite of all of that, he made the determination, I will bless the Lord. I will praise him. Praise will continue to be in my mouth. I will bless him with praise continually, at all times, not just in good times, not just in the moments of victory, but even in the moments of difficulty where it feels like you're alone. I will bless the Lord. And David always overcame, and David always rose to the top. Listen, David experienced things that you and I will never have to experience. He experienced low moments like you and I will probably never have to ever experience. He went through some dark times. And yet he always rose up, and he always came back to being on top. Why? Because David never stopped believing. He continued to trust in the Lord. And because he trusted in the Lord, he always had praise on his lips. So whatever you're going through today that feels like, how is this going to work? God, how is this going to work? I don't see you. I feel like I'm alone. Start praising him today. Thank him for the fact that he is faithful. Thank him for the fact that there is promises. Just like the Israelites, there was a promised land in front of them. And even though they're going through the wilderness, those promises are still there. They have to make the determination to keep moving forward, not give up and not quit. If the Israelites would have just quit, they'd have stayed in the wilderness and they would have all perished. The enemy wants you. Satan wants you to quit and give up your hope. He wants you to embrace the defeat. Instead, you keep, despite the deceptions that he has shown you, you keep moving forward in Christ. You keep going towards those promises. Now, if we go down to verse number 7 of Psalm 34, it says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers him. We'll look at this more tomorrow, but I want you to see two things. Here in verse number 7, I want you to get the impression, I want you to get the feel that even at that desperate time, David says, the angel of the Lord, in other words, the presence of God himself, encamps around him, around those who have reverence for him, and he delivers him. We see the same thing also in Psalm 32. We'll look at those tomorrow. But I want you to know that David, even in those hard times, even in those desperate times where the situation said, it's not working, the promises are not working. That's what the situation said. David didn't believe the situations. He believed in God. He believed and trusted in the promises of God. He praised him always, and he knew that even when he couldn't feel it, the presence of God encamped around him to always deliver him. And that same thing is true for you today.